You are listening to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. On today's show, I'm joined by three members of the UCC Musical Theatre Society. So I'm going to let you introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Conor Walsh. I'm the chairperson and productions officer of UCC Musical Theatre Society.
Do you want to give like your pronouns, your course?
My pronouns are he, him. My course, you know, everyone kind of laughs about my course. Actually, I'm in English and sociology.
You're an English student?
I'm an English student.
In what year?
Final year. I wouldn't really call myself an English student.
Do we have classes together?
We do. On a Monday, we have... you sit behind me in a modern... Is it modernism?
I think that was last semester.
Great Gatsby.
American Lit.
American Literature.
Oh
it was modernism last year as well. Last semester was in as well.
I didn't realise that. You're socks office to me.
Yeah.
To me, you don't exist.
To be honest, I am just society. I don't really do college. I am just society, yeah. My course is musical theatre, yeah.
I'm Emmeline. I'm doing music. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm also doing English, actually. I forgot about that. I'm doing American this year. No, I did it last year.
Okay.
No, wait, no, I'm doing it this year. I forgot.
So you're in final year?
No. Second year.
I didn't realise it was an American Lit module in second year as well. I don't think I did that.
Yeah, but yeah, that's cool. And I'm not on the MTS committee, but I am doing... Yeah, I know, boo. Absolutely. But
I need you to leave, actually.
Sorry?
I need you to leave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
No, you're such a huge part of the society anyway, even without being on the committee, so...
I'm doing vocal coach for Greece, which is exciting.
And I'm Cian Sprague, he, him. I study music with Emmeline and history in second year as well. I'm playing Doody in Greece. It's so much fun.
I played Doody in Greece.
Oh my god.
Cool. I did it in... It was my TY musical and I was Doody because I was the only one who could play guitar.
Oh, such a fun role. I love him as well so much.
That's insane.
He's such me as well.
Yeah.
And then I'm also the webmaster of MTS, which means I send out all the newsletters.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming onto the show today.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to play the first song, which to kind of stick on theme, at least for the start, this is Grease Lightning from Grease.
Automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why it's Greased Lightning?
Greased Lightning.
Look at some overhead lifters and four barrel quads, oh yeah. Injection cut up in chrome plated rods, oh yeah.
I'll get the money, I'll keep you get the money.
With a 4-speed on the floor, never waiting at the door. You know that ain't no shit, we'll be getting lots of tin. Grease lightning.
Go, go, go.
Go, grease lightning, you're burning up the quarter mile.
Grease lightning, go, grease lightning.
Go, grease lightning, you're coasting through the flap trial.
Grease lightning,
go, grease lightning. You are supreme, the chicks are cream. Grease lightning. We'll get some purple French tail. That's a 30-inch lens, oh yeah. A Palomino dashboard and doom of the twins, oh yeah. With new pistons, clubs and shocks, I can get all my rocks. You know that I ain't bragging, she's a real pussy wagon. Grease lightning.
Grease lightning.
Welcome back to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. So today I am joined by the Musical Theatre Society, who have an upcoming production of Grease. Huge news today, actually. The biggest thing happened today, nothing else happening today. Grease tickets went on sale.
Yeah, it is the biggest thing
ever. Does the ticket sale have a theme?
The ticket sale has a theme, and I think the ticket sale's theme is the Lego movie. There's no other thing that's the theme is the Lego movie
Yeah, clubs and socks sound dead in a ditch. okay, so first question, for one for each of you. How did you get involved with the society or with the production of Grease?
Do you want to start again?
Well, we have two productions throughout the year. We have a semester one production, which is like a cabaret. We usually have video auditions for that. And so that usually happens November time. So auditions will be maybe in October, early November. And then obviously we have a big one. So this year we're doing Grease. It's a full-scale production. And then we have auditions for them early in semester two, or even this year was the end of semester one. And so if you just look on our Instagram, if you keep up to date with the newsletters, all that, you can get all the details about all the auditions and stuff.
I just realised I may have asked the wrong question. I think I meant to ask, how did ye get involved with... musical theatre. I think I said how do you get involved? I meant ye, how did ye join the society or the productions?
I was bribed an awful lot of money, and they said please just join. We've no one in the society. We just need one person. And
oh my god!
I
so
joined.
Are you saying MTS is a flop?
No, I'm not saying.
Are you
that.
Saying this live?
No. I wouldn't say that because the money.
On the record.
Yeah. but. Yeah, no, like the first, like I think I got involved in a open mic night in like first year, and that was like my first, I guess, entryway into MTS. And then I got involved in All Shook Up last year. And I had gone a few years without doing any musicals, so like doing All Shook Up was just so fun. And then, so I was ensemble in that. And then when it came to this year, I got the opportunity to work as musical director for Cabaret. And that was so, so fun. Like everyone is so talented. And everyone's so committed. And like, I don't think MTS would work if people weren't as committed to something. And you can tell that everyone loves what they're doing as well, which just makes it so good. And like, I guess, you know, you often get in musical theatre that sort of like competitive nature, but everyone's so supportive of each other. I don't think like, MTS would be what it is if we didn't have that. So like even like for Cabaret and now for Grease, like even just like going out afterwards and even in rehearsals, like even from the get-go with auditions or anything like that, like you could just tell that everyone was mixing with each other, which is just so lovely. So I guess the reason why I'm continuing to be involved in MTS is just because it's such a nice thing that's kind of like founded on friendships as well, but also so open to having more people join.
Amazing. Do either of the other you have stories about how you got involved?
I suppose I'm kind of an old man in terms of body anyway, but I joined this. I'm so old, but I joined the society way back when, 2 years ago, when we did Little Shop of Horrors. It was actually my friend Sam, who I was friends with before the Musical Theatre Society. Shout out Sam, I don't know if she's watching, she's out in Mexico now. She pushed me to go for Little Shop of Horrors, and I got in. And like at the start, it's a really nice story for anyone who doesn't get involved in societies at the moment. But like, I was someone who was like, no, I just want to get into college, get out of here or whatever. But like the guys in the musical theatre society, they warmed my heart so much. They broke me. I used to sit at the back of rehearsals and I used to go on my phone and not talk to anybody. I was like, no, I'm just here to do it for Sam. I don't want to do it for any other reason. And these guys, they're my college friends now. Like, you know arts yourself. It's kind of hard to make friends in arts. Like, it's such a big course, whatever. But, like, I don't know what I'd do without the society. I don't think I'd still be in college with it if it wasn't for society. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I remember my first interaction with the MTS was I went to the first open mic night and I was in first year, so last year. And I try to talk to people, but it's quite hard. But then I went for Ulster Cup and I was lucky enough to get a main cast with that. So that really helped me then to like make friends with the other main cast and eventually the ensemble. And like, as Emmeline said, like everyone is so friendly and it's just so easy to make friends in that space because everyone is just chatting and talking and just having fun with one another. It's so like unserious and all that. Like, so it did not take me that long at all to like make friends for life in that society.
Amazing. So next we have a Unsocked exclusive. We have a premiere of your cast singing Summer Nights from Greece. I have it loaded up here. Hopefully this works. So we will see you after this.
Well, actually, I met a boy there. You hauled your cookies on the way to the beach for some guy. This is sort of a special boy.
Are you kidding? There ain't no such thing.
Okay, you guys really want to know what happened?
Oh, yeah. Come on, come on.
It was really nice. It was all very romantic.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Coming from my job. Welcome back to Unsocked on 98.3 FM. It is 20 past three, so you have 10 minutes left in the first half of the show. So next I'm going to ask you a little bit about, I'm going to ask you for advice. What advice would you give to someone who might be nervous about joining the committee at an upcoming potential AGM or auditioning in semester one of next year for something like the cabaret? What advice would you give to someone who's a bit anxious about that?
I suppose I'm in such a privileged position at the moment where I am chair of the society, so I can't remember what it was like to the nerves. Like, I vaguely remember, but like the committee especially, like, I can't get over how good our committee are this year, where like they're all so welcoming, and like I'm so proud to call myself the chair of this committee, because each and every one of them works so hard to make sure everyone's included. Like even Cian is doing work with the ID Plus program this year, and Aideen, another one of our committee members, to help people with intellectual disabilities come to our events and stuff like that as a chaperone. Like our committee is so hardworking in terms of making sure everyone's involved in every event and catering to everyone. Like I know musical theatre, it mightn't be for everyone, but we do have events like the lip sync battle. Like people who don't know what a musical is come to our lip sync battle and they get involved. And even like our production teams of either of our productions, like I can't get over, Emily, and the stuff that people said about you from our semester one cabaret, about how like welcoming and like easy to work with you were. And then even our production team for Greece, they're all so nice and so kind. Like a big thing is they know everyone's names. There's 29 people in the cast. Every single one of the production team could tell you everyone's names. And I know that mightn't seem like it's that hard of a thing, but like in this industry, it sometimes is hard to find that people mm-hmm. a production team care that much about who they're working with.
Amazing.
I think a huge thing also just from the production side is that like, I guess even not being on the production team, that everyone else on the production team just wants to work with each other. And it's like such a like commitment to do so. Like a big part of doing a musical is getting to know people. Like if people are uncomfortable or like if it's awkward, it's going to reflect in the actual show. But what I just found, even from the get-go, from when the production team was founded and we didn't have a cast, like a huge thing was just even us bonding as a team, which I think is kind of translated to the cast also being able to bond with everyone as well. It's lovely.
And you got to remember, if you do want to go for like committee or a show, but you're nervous or anything like that, the worst thing that's going to happen is you don't get it. Like,
yeah.
Nothing bad is going to happen. Like, it's still the experience of going there, and you might meet some really nice people through auditioning or through the AGMs or EGMs. Like, don't feel bad or don't feel nervous about going in, because nothing bad is going to happen, you know? No mm-hmm. one's going to like point and laugh at you after you do your speech, after you do your song. Like, it's a very supportive environment, mm-hmm. everything that we do.
I feel like theatre kids as a whole, especially in like UCC, any that I've come across, are very supportive of each other. It's not like Niada from Glee.
Yeah. Yeah.
that's like my main like stereotype in my head of what it's like, but it's really not like that. So yes, thank you for sharing that advice. Next, before our ad break, I'm going to play another song. I've chosen this one myself because musical theatre are here today, so I can play songs from my musical theatre playlist. That's the only reason I'm actually having you on, so that I can play my songs. So this song is from Les Mis.
Which one?
I Dreamed a Dream. Very tacky, very cliche. However, I only got into Les Mis for the first time about 3 weeks ago. I'd never heard a single song. I'd been putting it off for so long. And then I watched it and I became obsessed. And this is now like my number one car song at the moment. Like I'm driving home singing this to myself, pretending that yes, I am Anne Hathaway crying in an alleyway. Yeah, I actually am. People say that all the time. Even though I'm not currently going to play the Anne Hathaway version.
I feel
love
like
Anne Hathaway. However, her version's just way too sad to play on a radio. This is I Dreamed a Dream by Carrie Hope Fletcher.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft and their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind and the world was a song, and the song was exciting. There was a time that it all went wrong. I dreamed a dream in time gone by. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid. As thunder, as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dream to shame. He slept a summer by my side. Days with endless wonder. He took my childhood in his drive, but he was gone when autumn came. And still I dream he'll come to me, that we will.
Washington na Hullscoil a Corcaigh, 98.3 FM.
Tune in to Keeping Track every Monday at 1 p.m. on UCC 98.3 FM. Keeping Track is hosted by me, Dave Hackett. I interview people in our community from all different backgrounds, and my guests also choose the music that they love. When I'm not hosting an interview, I'll be playing a random selection of alternative music, old and new. Stay up to date with the show on Instagram, where I announce upcoming guests and radio documentaries. You can listen back to previous shows on SoundCloud, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Keeping Track every Monday at 1 here on UCC 98.3 FM.
This is Katie.
And this is Quiva.
Here from the UCC IT security team, we have three simple tips to improve your cybersecurity.
1. A secure password is the first line of defense against unauthorized access to your account. Don't reuse passwords. Never underestimate the power of a secure password.
Significantly enhance the security on all your accounts, professional and personal, by using multi-factor authentication.
And 3. Protect your devices from malware by avoiding USBs. Use cloud storage options like OneDrive and SharePoint instead. Visit it.ucc.ie to learn more.
Hi there, my name is Sinead Wolfe and I'm the chairperson of UCC Nightline. Nightline is a free phone, non-judgmental, non-advisory and confidential listening service run by students for students. The phone lines are open Sunday to Thursday, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. during each term. Our service also has an online chat function if you feel uncomfortable talking on the phone. Nightline is here to listen to any problems that you have, whether it's related to your course, your personal life, or if you just want somebody to talk to. Our phone number is 1800 32 32 42 and can be located on the back of your student card. You can find our website with our messaging service by looking up UCC Nightline. Whatever is on your mind, we are here to listen.
gach mart ona cargadina cuaig leis na ciomaid ar UCC nó go 8.3 FM. Gach seachtain, plain maiv Eva agus Lorraine, cuirsaí gaelinga agus phoiba na saor. Cuirmead ian na speisialta faoi aglaif agus galore eile. A ceol ó bhannaí is ceoltóirí éirnacha, scéalta granúra lenar agadí antín, agus sopicí samúla. Is cinnte go mbíonn crack cordas is córa leis na ciomaid gach seachtain. Is féidir tachtaring ar Instagram agus bíonn an cláir ar fáil i bhur an podcraile ar Spotify. Sin iad na ciomaid gach mart ó na ceithreglí na cuaig.
UCC 98.3 FM.
Meanest dog you'll ever meet. He ain't the hound dog in the street. He bears some teeth and tears some skin. But brother, that's the worst of him. The dog you really gotta dread is the one that howls inside your head. It's him whose howling drives men mad and a mind to its undoing.
Wait for me, I'm coming.
So can she. If she can do it, so can we.
Show the way.
Show the way the world could be. Show the way so we believe. We will follow where you lead. We will follow with you. Show the way.
Think they'll make it?
I don't know.
Show the way.
Hades, you let them go.
Show the way.
I let them try.
And how about you and I?
Show the way.
Are we gonna try again?
Show the way.
It's time for spring. We'll try again next fall.
Wait for me.
I will.
Wait for me. I'm coming. Wait, I'm coming with you. Wait for me. I'm coming too. I'm coming too.
Who are you? Who do you think you are?
And it ain't along the blacktop car you walked 100 times before. I'll tell you where the real road lies, between your ears, behind your eyes. That is the path to paradise, likewise the road to ruin.
Wait for me.
Welcome back to Unsocked on UCC 98.3 FM. Unfortunately, I just can't constantly play musical theatre songs. Like, if
that's
I might,
really, really rude.
If I would fill the whole hour with songs, but no, we need to interview. Okay, next we're going to talk about your production of Grease that's coming up. First off, just anybody to talk about dates, times, ticket prices, how they can get tickets. That's, I think, the most important thing to go do first.
Connor.
Okay, so tickets are on sale on the Firkin Crane website. They went on sale today at 1 o'clock. Tickets are €21. It's on the 11th, 12th and 13th of April in Dance Cork Firkin Crane in the Smurfit Theatre.
Yeah. Amazing. And next thing, I think something important, I know you haven't announced your full cast yet, at least on your Instagram.
Yeah, we're waiting on two more.
So does that mean you can't shout out the cast?
No, we can shout out the cast.
Okay,
yeah.
So do you just want to like shout out all like the cast members that you want to just to be like,
oh look, we'll run through the, oh no, if you can get it up on your phone because I'm live on the Instagram, but like I can start rattling through the ensemble members, that thing. So we have Donna Ava, we have Ree, we have Janie, we have Dan, Aina. You have a list, yeah, because thing.
Because you said there's like 29.
It's 29. Like, yeah. It's huge. We have Kate, we have Mary, we have. I'm trying to think of the people who I swig up with dances with. We have Rob, we have Sean, we have Siobhan, we have Dara, we have
Robert.
I said Robert. Damn. See, the list would be great because
okay, I have a list here.
Yes. But no, because I'm just trying to think of the people that I link up with in dances and stuff.
Would you say
ensemble? I'm going to get confused.
Just yeah. Ensemble?
We Saoirse. Go through on the ensemble. Saoirse.
But Saoirse, like, Miss Lynch, incredible.
Yeah, some of these Saoirse ensemble members have yeah. fantastic roles. Yeah. So speaking
Amy
roles.
Amy is Cha-Cha as well.
Amy is Cha-Cha as well.
Clodagh.
Oh,
Aina.
Aina as well, yeah.
Janie, best answer yeah. there. One of them. Kate.
Kate, I said Kate, yeah. I think we kind of hit.
That's it, Rose?
Rose as well, yeah. Rose. I think that's... If we did miss everyone, we're really sorry. And then we kind of, we have our main cast as well of the T-Birds is Ross is playing Danny. Jonjo Brocky is playing Kinnicky.
Oh, Jonjo on the show back in semester one.
Jonjo's, yeah, Jonjo's fantastic. Kian's playing Duty. Fergal, who's outside, is playing Roger. I'm playing Sonny. Then our pink ladies, we have Aoife Kelly is playing Sandy. We have Sarah Rose is playing Rizzo. Caoimhe Keane is playing Meredy. Sophia Tinne is playing Jan. And we have Lauren Murphy is playing Frenchie. Hashtag Lauren Gate. Yeah.
Lauren Gate?
Lauren Gate. Trust Connor me. Gate. No, not Connor Gate. No, not Connor Gate. Me and Lauren have a bit of beef going back and forth. Oh. Not real beef, obviously, like, but no, it is real beef. Lauren, if you're watching, it's real beef.
True.
But no, the cast are, from my point of view anyway, working with them, amongst them, it's absolutely fantastic. Like, I feel like out of the three shows I've been involved with, it's the most close I felt the cast have ever been. No offense to you, Emily, I was with last year,
yeah.
like, but
yeah. But offense taken.
But no, the cast is just there. It just feels like a family. Yeah. It feels like we're all so close, and it doesn't matter who's what role. Like everyone gets along with everyone, and especially like the ensemble this year. Like, I feel they're so hardworking because they're needed for every single dance.
Yeah.
They're needed for every single vocal rehearsal. And then some of them are needed for acting rehearsals too. That I feel like the ensemble are doing more work than, like, anyone else this year. It's insane, the ensemble we have.
They are so good. And, like, even throwback from, like, the PT perspective is I remember we had our callback auditions and we were in a room by ourselves and... Like, we had, like, a little brochure done up of, like, the groupings that we'd have, just even for auditions. And at one point, someone came in and said that everyone was just getting on so well. Like, even when it came to the auditions, like, the Sandys were all sitting together and they were bonding, which was just, like, it was just incredible that, like, even despite people, like, auditioning for the same role, that, like, everyone was getting along. And I think that's even when it started for, like, the cast that, like, we ended up with. Like, that's when you started bonding as well.
Yeah.
Which is so nice.
And I feel like for Greece especially, that's such an important part. If you get that bonding right, because they're all school kids, they're all meant to be friends or whatever, fair enough. Like, some characters don't like each other in the show. But, like, if you like someone outside of it, you can pretend that you don't like them on stage and it's fine, like. But especially with the working as, like, in the T-Birds, I just can't get over, like, the way, like, being part of that group is just insane. And, like, I hope it translates well to stage because we have so much fun doing the scenes. Like, there was a rehearsal there. We were doing the Grease Lightning rehearsal and Daniel, our director, and Chloe, our choreographer, they were like, we were doing the scene and they were like, okay, we haven't choreographed dance yet. Just do it. And like everyone knows the Grease Lightning dance, whatever. But the five of us were just so in sync that we had it in our heads. We were all just like, we were just messing around. Like, and it just some of that choreography made it into Chloe's choreography. And it was just, it was so fun to be part of that group. Anyway.
It was so good. And even when it came to like casting the T-Birds, we had so many different groupings and everyone was so good. But even when they came in, I remember us looking to each other and they were, like, halfway through their scene, I don't even know if they noticed, but, like, we were looking at each other as a PT, and we were like this. They actually look like a group of friends, like, the way they're interacting. And, like, some of, I assume, like, there were a few people who didn't know each other within that group.
Ross and Jonjo didn't know any of us. didn't know any of the three of us.
And it was
click
so
instantly.
Good.
The two of them click. And like, fair enough, me, Keane, and Fergal have been on committee, and we did the show last year. But like, the two main people in that group, Kinnicky and Danny, didn't know the rest of them, and they've come in and they've been absolutely stellar. It's insane.
Yeah.
Amazing. So next we're going to play another song. Because you mentioned it a few minutes ago, I loaded it up. So this is Who I'd Be from Shrek the Musical.
Yay.
I guess I'd be a hero with sword and armor clashing, looking semi-dashing, a shield within my grip. Or else I'd be a Viking and live a life of daring while smelling like a herring upon a Viking ship. I'd sail away, I'd see the world, I'd reach the farthest reaches, I'd feel the wind, I'd taste the salt and sea, and maybe storm some beaches. That's who I'd be. That's who I'd be. Or I could be a poet and write a different story, one that tells of glory and wipes away the lies. Into the skies I'd throw it, the stars would do the telling, the moon would help with spelling, and night would dark the eyes. I'd write a verse, recite a joke, with wit and perfect timing. I'd share my heart, confess the things I yearn, and do it all while rhyming. But we all learn, but we all learn. An ogre always hides, an ogre's fate is known. An ogre always stays in the dark and all alone. So yes, I'd be a hero, and if my wish were granted, life would be enchanted, or so the stories say. Of course I'd be a hero, and I would scale a tower to save a hothouse flower and carry her away. But standing guard would be a beast, I'd somehow overwhelm it. I'd get the girl, I'd take a breath, and I'd remove my helmet. We stand and stare, we speak of love, we feel the stars ascending. We share a kiss, I find my destiny. But not for me.
An ogre always hides, an ogre's fate is known.
An ogre always stays in the dark. You're all alone. So yes, I'd be a hero, and if my wish were granted, life would be enchanting.
Welcome back to Unsucked on UCC's 98.3 FM. Stop trying to steal my job. Oh my God. Theatre kids.
Welcome back.
Okay, so next question. What is each of your favourite parts of the show?
Do you want to check in?
What's your favourite scene or song?
Yeah. Now,
oh, I'm like, wait,
big asterisk, without choosing your moment to shine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say those changes. The run through we did on Tuesday, was it? My favourite scene in the whole show was the girls in Jan's bedroom. That in the movie, if you watch the movie, that's the scene that they do Look at Me and Sandra Dee, and Sandy gets her ears pierced and stuff and goes into the toilet, all that. I just think the girls have such great chemistry, and they like they've really just like fine-tuned that scene to the finest detail.
Question: is Freddie My Love in the show?
Yeah. Freddie My Love is
huge. That became like my favorite song.
That's my favorite song.
Yeah,
because Cuiva Keane plays Marty, does it amazingly, and then the three girls as well. Their harmonies are just like on point, like, and like just that whole scene. I was just having a smile on my face the entire time. Like, I love that scene.
I'm going to cut in next because I think Emmeline's going to say what I'm going to say.
No! Oh, So my favourite...
Wait, say it at the same time. Okay, three, two, one.
Those magic changes. It is absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Like, it's so hard when you're friends with someone to, like, on a personal level, to, like, separate them from a character. Mm. But, like, when Kian is in the moment, when he's there with his guitar, it is, like, incredible. Like, I'm sitting there, we're in Connolly S2, there's no set, there's no nothing, it's just us looking at Kian, and he makes you feel like you're there, you're watching Duty. you're there, you're listening to Duty sing this to Frenchie, and it's actually I'm not gonna lie to you, the first time you did it and like you got me laughing, but then I was just so proud watching. I was actually so proud watching you do it. It was true, the run true. That was like, it was actually the most proud. That and when Lucrezia did Beauty School Dropout.
Yeah, I love that part.
As well with the bedroom scene and them singing Freddie My Love. I remember when we had our mini sits robe, that's when we do the rehearsal with the band. There's a video of me on the MTS Instagram where you can see me just watching it. That's the first time I cried at anything to do with Greece. Because I went up and I heard the band playing whatever. And I sat there and I was like, this is actually happening. We're doing Greece. I'm so proud of these people.
And it's not even a sad song. It's just
sounded so good. But that's how I felt with those magic changes as well. Aww. Like, I genuinely felt like, because like you were just told to go for it. Like, there wasn't really much like, do this. Like, the production team had faith in you of who, like, that you could do this and you could pull it off. And you went for it. And talking to the cast, that's what anyone says. Like, that moment will be the moment of the show. Like, it's fantastic. Emmeline, I don't know if you have anything else, Emmeline, but like,
No, so good.
Yeah.
So
and Grease Lightning too, because we're all that so funny and hilarious and handsome doing Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning.
And good at dancing.
We're so good at dancing. Yeah,
the dancing is like...
No. But any of the ensemble numbers too, when we get to dance with everyone, I feel like when we're all on stage, we all have this great buzz about us that we're all just up there driving, having great fun. And it's fantastic.
Amazing. Speaking of those magic changes, that's what I'm going to play next. Definitely because I'm not biased. I'm trying to figure out which version to play.
Do the Jordan Fisher one.
Yeah, that's the one I'm hovering over. Yeah,
I feel like
the Sam Harper, that's kind of long, actually.
Do the Jordan Fisher one, yeah.
That's so good.
This is Those Magic Changes from Grease Live, music from the television event. What a long title on Spotify.
What's that playing on the radio? Why do I start swaying to and fro? I have never heard that song before. But if I don't hear it anymore, it's still familiar to me, sends a thrill right through me, cause those chords remind me of the night that I first fell in love to. Those magic changes, my heart arranges a melody that's never the same. A melody that's calling your name and begs you, please come back to me, please return to me. Don't go away again, or make them play again. The music I wanna hear is once again you whisper in my ear. A cry, while the bass is sounding, while the drums are pounding, beating of my broken heart will rise in first place on the charts. Oh, my heart rages. Oh.
and we're back.
Thank you. You know what? If I ever needed a successor for the show, I'll hit up the Musical Theatre Society. Okay, so we're reaching the final segment of this week's show. Thankfully, we haven't actually been interrupted yet by the graduations. Usually, when I have a show during graduations, we get a big ding, 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 and your man announcing, and it pauses the entire show because this is officially connected to the hub. But yeah, we haven't had that yet, which is great. Okay, so closing remarks. What Cell Grease, for anyone, for some reason, if someone listening does not know what Grease is, if someone here is Adam Swain, because Adam Swain from The Office knows nothing about anything pop culture related. Hi, Adam. Hope you're still listening to the live. Like, this morning, we had to introduce him to the Tom Holland Umbrella video because he had never seen it.
No way.
Yeah. So for someone like Adam, who's probably never seen Grease, how would you pitch
it? And Ainsley. Do you know Ainsley's never seen Grease?
Really?
Ainsley's never seen Grease.
That's Ainsley's culture.
Ainsley's taking the photo.
Like, it's America.
Ainsley's photographing the show for us, and Ainsley has never seen Grease. Yeah. But yeah, it's insane. I think the work that we've put in, if you have any clue about anyone in the society whatsoever, you will come support the show, because every single person has gone above and beyond to get this show onto stage. Even if you don't care about the society, if you care about local theatre at all, come and support it. It's so hard to find in Cork. Now, there is stuff going on all the time, but it's never properly marketed, and people don't know that's going on. And the people up in the Firkin Crane are so welcoming and so kind towards us, and I feel they are with everything in local theatre in Cork. So please come and support local theatre in Cork. But yeah, other than that, I think if you want to sell it to, like...
Well, I can...
Do you want to give like a 3-sentence description of Grease?
No. Yeah.
No.
Okay, no. In 3 sentences. It's incredible, amazing, never done before, spectacular.
Yeah.
That's 4.
That was actually a comma. Like, oh, it was, okay. They weren't the same sentences.
It's a parody of American culture. I feel that's the best. It's a timeless parody of American culture. It suits every single time period. I feel one thing I heard, I think it was Rosie was talking about it before, is everyone is represented in the show. And I feel like that's still today. Like, there's so much taboo stuff talked about in Grease, like teen pregnancies, all this type of stuff, that like it just feels quite accepting, especially in today's day and age. It's such a relevant show, even though it was made in the 70s, about the 50s. In 2020, it's still 2024, it's still relevant.
Yeah. And I think the plot is so loose as well. So like, it's kind of hard to describe, because it's the whole show is really just a bunch of teenagers just like living their life and going through everything that teenagers do. And like, it might not be the most like engaging plot on paper, but like just watching these teenagers just like go about their lives is so engaging, and it's such a joy to witness. Yeah. It's just so much fun. Like,
amazing. Thank you so much for coming on to the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Make sure to buy your tickets on the Firkin Crane website. Yeah. To play us out, this is Grease is the Word.
Can be word is the word is the word.